Too early to tell the full scope and duration of U.S. strikes on Iran, President Donald Trump has told lawmakers, it is not yet possible to know how long the strikes will last, or how wide they may become. In a letter notifying Congress of a military action, Trump said the threat from Iran had been untenable, despite efforts to find a diplomatic solution, but lawmakers said they were still unclear about the president's plans, even after receiving a classified briefing from top officials about the strikes. This comes on the eve of a crucial vote on a war powers resolution, a measure that could limit the president's actions. The United States and Israel began striking Iran on Saturday. Iran responded by firing missiles and drones at Israel, and at Gulf states allied with the U.S. in the letter. Trump told Senate President Pro Tempore Chuck Grassley that Iran remains one of the largest, if not the largest, state sponsors of terrorism in the world. He said Iran continues to seek the means to possess and employ nuclear weapons. Its array of ballistic, cruise, anti-ship, and other missiles pose a direct threat to, and are attacking, U.S. forces, commercial vessels, civilians, and the people of our allies and partners. The president also said no U.S. ground forces had been committed to the operation, and that it was designed to minimize civilian casualties. Democratic lawmakers, and a handful of Republicans, have questioned whether Trump violated the law by launching strikes without congressional approval. Many have supported efforts to limit his ability to take further action in Iran. Members of Congress attended a classified briefing on Tuesday from Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and others. While the president has broad authority to launch military action without a formal declaration of war, Congress, by law, must be notified within 48 hours of hostilities beginning. Trump has previously conducted military operations without congressional approval, such as U.S. strikes against Iranian nuclear facilities last year, and the operation to seize Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro in January. House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, said the Trump administration had notified the Gang of Eight, the bipartisan group of congressional leaders, ahead of the strikes in Iran, and that Rubio had briefed those leaders within the required time frame. "We've complied with the law 100%, he said, "and we're going to continue to comply with it." The Secretary of State also said, "There's no law that requires the president to have done anything with regards to this. To begin with, no presidential administration has ever accepted the War Powers Act as constitutional, not Republican presidents, not Democratic presidents." But some lawmakers were unconvinced. "This is as serious as it gets," Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut said after Tuesday's briefing. "They told us, in that room, that there were going to be more Americans that were going to die. We have to have a debate in the United States Senate on the authorization of military force." Other lawmakers said afterwards they still felt in the dark, unsure how long the conflict might last, what the objectives were, and whether the U.S. military could become bogged down. Senator Richard Blumenthal, also from Connecticut, said, "I am more fearful than ever after this briefing, that we may be putting boots on the ground, and that troops from the United States may be necessary to accomplish objectives that the administration seems to have, but I am no more clear on what those priorities are going to be moving forward." Senator Ryan Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii, said he was also confused. "There are times when you go into a classified session, and you walk out with a better understanding about the rationale behind the military action. This is not one of those times. We remain as confused as the American people are." Some lawmakers indicated they might not support the war powers resolution for now, but could change course if the war continues past the 4 or 5 weeks that Trump has mentioned. The vote in the Senate, expected on Wednesday, could be close, as a handful of Republicans said they were not sure how they would vote. A majority of Democrats are expected to back the measure. In the House, there is more bipartisan support for the war powers resolution, and Republicans have an even narrower majority. Their vote is expected on Thursday.